Well, hello and welcome to another edition to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. That's a slightly different tune we've got playing as the opening track. It's one called Reunion, and that's a Hamilton County Bluegrass band. I'm playing the banjo bit in it, of course, and I'm the one that wrote the tune, and it's a good fun tune to play. We're going to kick off the show with some Dan Tominski playing with the Alison Krauss Band. So Dan's playing guitar and doing the lead vocal, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Barry Bales on bass, Alison Krauss on fiddle, Ron Block on banjo, and Jerry Douglas on dobro. Carry Me Across the Mountain, it's a great tune. We'll hear a bit more of Reunion first, and then we'll hear Dan. Tominski. I've got a real surprise for you now. It's a real pleasure for me. I've got a new album from the band High Fidelity. They've rapidly become one of my favourite bands. I really like their slightly old-time approach to the music, and Jeremy Stevens, the guitar player and the main lead singer, his ability to hunt out old songs that really work for their band. The band, of course, is... Oh, I've got to make sure I get the names right. Jeremy Stevens on guitar, Karina Rose Logston on fiddle, of course Daniel Armick on mandolin, and Jeff Stevenson on banjo, and where's the name here? Karina, sings with Jeremy, but Vicky, the bass player, is also featured on the album. And I've picked out a couple of songs. The album's called Banjo Blues, and the first song is one called Old Home Place. It's not the Dillards' Old Home Place. It was one written by Don Reno and Bill Haney way back in the days long ago. And then I'll feature Banjo Players Blues, which is a Charlie Munro tune, and they do a great job on this album. They're doing a bit of twin banjo music, which is really good fun too. And they pay tribute to lots of their sources of music, and it's just a fine album all over. I've listened to it right through, and I'm really enjoying it. Here come High Fidelity and Old Home Place.
Years ago when I left my home place, seeking what life would be home, I bid them farewell and left on my journey, not thinking of the stories that mother had told. Singing by the fireside as darkness would steal up the lane. All days gone by and my memory still lingers. I'm going back to my old home again. Each night I had missed mom kneeling by my bedside, praying I'd always go stray. When I get back, her smile will be missing. She won't be there to welcome me home at the gate. I'm going back to see the old home. It's been many years since I drifted away.
There was High Fidelity, and it was Kurt Stevenson on banjo and Vicky Vaughan on bass. So memory block there, as happens to someone my age. Ah, great song. You will hear another one, Banjo Players Blues, from them just a little bit later. But right now, here's the Gibson Brothers with the tune called Safe Passage.
Other side there came a deadly call. sabers had been rattled, and it was said that any brave should take a stand. Young men love the fight, a pistol in the saddle, so he made his way on down to Dixieland. And his mother prayed for him, she prayed for his safe passage. She prayed till he came barely back alive. Prays for my safe passage. She prays that I will make it back alive.
Here's the banjo player's blues from High Fidelity.
When day is o'er, my bones are sore from working all day long, and nothing else can cheer me best than a good old banjo song. I got the mean old banjo blues, an awful heart to lose. All day long, you know, I sang the song called the banjo player's blues. I love to pick and I love to sing, it's happy life to me. My heart goes bang when I hear the ring of a mountain melody. I've got me no banjo blues, an awful heart to lose. All day long, you know, I sang this song called the banjo player's blues. When I go, I want you to know you lost good company. You say that's the last of banjo jar, no more you'll see of me. I got the mean old banjo blues, an awful heart to lose. All day long, you know, I sang this song called the banjo player's blues. Hard to lose. You know, all day long I'm gonna sing this song called the banjo player's blues.
Hi, this is John Kanowski from Awanga, California, and you are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with your host, Paul Trenworth.
Well, thanks, John. Appreciate that introduction. I'm going to play a track from an album that was recorded in 1966, came out in 1967. The album was called Strictly Instrumental, and Flattened Scruggs with Doc Watson. At the time, it was a unique coupling up of musicians. It didn't happen so often back in those days, and there's some a whole lot of good tunes on it with Doc picking, mostly with Earl Scruggs, of course, because it's all instrumental, so Lester just plays a bit of rhythm guitar. They've also got Grady Martin playing some guitar, Charlie McCoy on harmonica, does a lovely job, Jake Tullock on bass, Buck Graves on dobro, Paul Warren on fiddle, and Buddy Harmon playing some snare drum there. And it's got some neat tunes on it, things like Pick Along, Nothing to It, Evelina, Jazzing, Liberty, Tammy's Song, Spanish Two-Step, Careless Love, Bill Cheatham, whole bunch of traditional tunes, the sort of things that was normally outside Flattened Scruggs repertoire. But I'm going to play a track called John Hardy Was a Desperate Little Man. And there's some great picking here from Doc and gang. Hardy Was a Desperate Little Man, and that was some fine picking by Doc Watson and Flattened Scruggs on that one. I'm sorry for some of the crackles. That was copied off the old vinyl album, and you tend to get a bit of surface noise with that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand, and they can meet all your music needs. Great shop to go into. They'll help you. All their sales assistants are experienced musicians, and they know what you're talking about and can help you find what you're looking for. Thanks to Shearers. We really appreciate their sponsorship of Back Porch Bluegrass. What have we got lined up for you now? Ah, Darren Beachley and Legends of the Potomac. And they really are legends. Darren Beachley does guitar and vocals. Mike Aldridge plays resophonic guitar and does some vocals. Norman Wright, mandolin and vocals. Mark Delaney, banjo and guitar. And Tom Gray on acoustic bass. Mike Aldridge and Tom Gray played a large part in my early music with their work with Seldom Seen and the Country Gentlemen in particular. And Darren Beachley played with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. Norman Wright was with the Country Gentlemen, and I think he was with the Bluegrass Cardinals as well. And don't know too much about Mark Delaney, but he plays great music. Here's a song called More Than I Can Bear.
Off my feet, I wasn't aware of the danger till you stole my heart away from me.
Now too late, I've fallen in love with someone who just doesn't care.
I'll try to move on with my life, but losing you is more than I can bear. Tonight you're out on the town, and now you have robbed me of sleep.
Still too late, I've fallen in love with someone who just doesn't care.
I'll try to move on with my life, but losing you is more than I can bear.
I've fallen in love with someone who just doesn't care.
I'll try to move on with my life, but losing you is more than I can bear.
I've fallen in love with someone who just doesn't care.
I've tried to move on with my life, but losing you is more than I can bear.
Some great bluegrass music there. Darren Beachley in Legends of the Potomac. Here's Ralph Stanley with a real old-time approach to some bluegrass music, and the song is called Dream of a Miner's Child.
A miner was leaving his home for his work. He had his little child's dream. He went to side of the little one's bed. Oh, Daddy, I've had such a dream. Oh, Daddy, don't go to the mines today. For a dream that so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away. I never could live without you. Fire. The workers fought for their lives. sweethearts and wine. Oh, Daddy, don't go to ride today. Our dream has so often come true. Oh, Daddy, dear Daddy, please don't go away.
Some classic old-time bluegrass there from Ralph Stanley, Dream of a Miner's Child. The good news is that we're back to having events in New Zealand, and Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, has started again on the fourth Sunday of the month, and that's at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club in Brookfield Street at 2:30 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon. Bring your instruments along and join in with some other people picking and playing some bluegrass music. The Morrinsville Country Music Club has started its concerts again. The first one is on the second Friday of July, 7:30 p.m. in the Rotary Citizens Hall and Rotary Community Hall. I better get that right. And it'll be good to have those again. They haven't been going since March, and we're looking forward to getting together and playing some music again. So nice to have events. Navarro Lounge in Hamilton has opened up again, and all sorts of venues, of course. You've got to be careful if you think you're in the endangered group, which I am. Just have to watch out and make sure you keep up the hygiene and keep your distances and hope that no one turns up who's sick. And we're doing our best to control COVID-19 in New Zealand. Lots of people are returning to New Zealand. New Zealanders have been out of the country and they're returning, and they have to go into lockdown for a while, and they tend to be the one that are bringing in the COVID-19. So we've got to make sure that we eliminate it as much as possible. But it's good to have some live music again, I tell you. Here's one of the best songs of bluegrass music from one of my favourites, Laurie Lewis. And it's just a magic song, bring tears to your eyes in most situations. And many people like me have been through a circumstance a little bit like this. It's a wonderful song called Who Will Watch the Home Place. And on the song, she's doing the fiddle and the vocal, Tom Rosam on mandolin and vocal, and Peter McLaughlin, who's visited here with Sonoran Dogs. And it's nice to have had him play music in New Zealand. He's doing guitar and vocal. And Carrie Black, who's usually found with the Kathy Kallick Band, is playing acoustic bass and doing some vocal too. Wonderful song, Who Will Watch the Home Place.
Leaves are falling and turning in showers of gold as the postman climbs up our long hill, and there's sympathy. As he hands me a couple more bills. Who will watch the home place? Who will tend my heart's dear space? Who will fill my empty It was my place when I was quite small, and its creatures and sounds could soothe my worst pains. But today they don't ease me at all. Who will watch the home place? Who will tend my heart's dear space? Who will fill my empty place when I am gone from here? Like parts of my body, they've patched this old place. When I move them, they won't be the same. Now I wander around, touching each blessed thing, the chimney, the table, the trees, and my memories swirl around me like birds on the wing. When I leave here, oh, who will I be?
Who will watch the
absolutely beautiful. Just love their song. Very moving. And some wonderful words written by Kate Long, the author of the song. And just magic. Magic bluegrass. It's wonderful to be part of a music that can convey those sort of sympathies in fairly simple music. Just great. Way back in the early days of the 1960s, and for me and my friend Alan Rhodes, we used to listen to the New Lost City Ramblers, and Mike Seeger, of course, was a huge influence on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and taught us lots of what we knew about bluegrass music, and we really enjoyed his music with the New Lost City Ramblers. And in the early days, it was Mike Seeger with John Cohen and Tom Paley, and then Tom Paley was replaced by Tracy Schwartz, and they kept doing some fine music, all sorts of old-time music, big range of instruments and banjo styles and fiddle styles, and all the musicians play different things. And here's a song called Late Last Night When Willie Come Home that became part of our repertoire. In fact, we did a bluegrass version of the song and often used to open our sets with it. But here's the New Lost City Ramblers from 1960 with Late Last Night When Willie Come Home.
Late last night when Willie come home, I heard a mighty rapping on the door. Slipping and a-sliding with the new shoes on, Willie, don't you rap no more.
Oh, me, it's oh my, what's gonna become of me? For I was downtown just fooling around, no one gonna stand by me.
I love you, dear girl, till the sea runs dry, rock cold dissolved by the sun. I love you, dear girl, till the day I die, and oh, Lord, I'm done.
Oh, me, it's oh, my, what's gonna become of me? I'm downtown just fooling around, no one gonna stand by me.
Last time I seen my mama, Lord, she wasn't doing swell. Change your rowdy ways, my son, save your soul for hell.
Oh, me, it's oh my, what's gonna become of me? I was downtown just fooling around, no one gonna stand by me.
I'd listen what my mama said, I'd been at home today. I didn't listen what my mama said, I threw my young self away.
Oh, me, it's oh my, what's gonna become of me? I was downtown just fooling around, no one gonna stand by me.
New Lost City Ramblers, Late Last Night When Willie Come Home. And we had a lot of fun playing some of that old-time music that we learned from the Ramblers records. Back in the time when I was starting to play banjo in New Zealand, there was a man in Australia that did some fine work on all the bluegrass instruments, Trev Warner. As far as I know, he was in Adelaide in all his early days, and I'd heard about him and on the grapevine, and got to meet Trev, and what a gentleman, fine gentleman he is, and got to play some music with him in one of my trips to Australia, and he was a main man in the early days of Australian bluegrass music, and I haven't album here, Instrumental in Bluegrass, on which Trev Warner plays banjo, fiddle, mandolin and dobro. He has help from Nick Cawthorne on guitar and James Skid on bass, and it's a great album, lots of tunes that Trev has written himself, and I'd like to pay tribute to the early work that Trev did in Australia and bringing bluegrass to the people there. And he's worked hard. This was recorded about 2001, and he was still picking some fine music then. And I met him in, first met him about 2010, I think it was. And gosh, he was a great player and lovely feel for the music. But here's a tune called Race to the Rock by Australia's king of bluegrass music, I'll call him on, and playing banjo and dobro and some mandolin and fiddle, Race to the Rock. Thanks, Trev. Great evening, Trevor. That was Trev Warner with Race to the Rock, a fine Australian bluegrass musician. I'd like to play something from the Sally Jones album. The album is called Love Hurts, and the song I've selected to play for you is that Love Hurts. She's sort of followed the bluegrass, the Osborne Brothers version of the song. It started out as a bit of a pop tune, I think, and the Osborne Brothers did a great version of this song, and so does Sally Jones. Here she is. Who she got playing on it? Mickey Harris playing guitar, Chris Jones playing guitar. Mickey Harris is playing bass, actually. Kristen Scott Benson on banjo, Wayne Benson on mandolin, and Luke Buller on fiddle and some harmony vocal. Here's Sally Jones, Love Hurts.
Like a cloud holds a lot.
burns like a stove, burns you when it's hot. Love hurts. Some fools rave of happiness, blissfulness, togetherness. Some fools fool themselves, I guess. To make you blue.
Sally Jones with the song Love Hurts. We might have time to hear another one from her a little bit later in the program, but right now we're going to move to East Tennessee, and Daniel Boner, the man in charge of the East Tennessee State University old-time music and bluegrass music course, recorded an album live at the First Baptist Church in Elizabethton, Tennessee, way back in 2007. Great recording, and it is all gospel music, and the album's called The Gospel Way, and the song I've selected is The Gospel Way. Daniel Boner is playing guitar and doing the lead vocals, Jason Crawford on mandolin, Daniel Salyer on guitar, David Bubb on bass, and Becky Buller on fiddle. We played Becky Buller just a show or two ago, and Dan was working for her and on that album, and then Will Parsons on banjo. Great song. Let's listen. We've got to hear a bit more from East Tennessee State University next after this, but we'll hear this song, The Gospel Way, as part of our gospel music program.
Heaven my home, it's better than living in sin astray. I love the good old gospel way. I love the good old gospel way. I love the good old gospel way. Gonna shout and praise his name. I love the good old gospel way. Traveling this road, tired of bearing this heavy load. I'm gonna make it home someday. I love the good old gospel way. I love the good old gospel way. I love the good old gospel way. Gonna shout and praise his name. I love the good old gospel way. Need a friend and the world around you is closing in. Get down on your knees and pray. Well, it's a good life living in the gospel way. I love the good old gospel way. I love the good old gospel way. Gonna shout and praise his name. I love the good old gospel way.
I love the good old gospel way.
Hey, I love the good old gospel way. Gonna shout and praise his name. I love the good old gospel way. That's Jason Crawford on the mandolin. Will Parsons on the banjo. David Babb on the bass. Dan Sayers on guitar. I'm Daniel Boner. God bless and good night, everybody. Safety.
That was Dan Boner and his crew there from Elizabethton, Tennessee. A great way to finish up a concert. Let's listen to Sally Jones again with a song called I'll Keep This Love.
I'll keep this love that I offered you and hide it away instead. With all the letters I wish you'd written and the words I wish you'd said. I started down this path. This love that I've offered you and hide it away instead. With all the letters I wish you'd written and the words I wish you'd said.
Sally Jones. Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Just about time to go. I'd like to thank you for listening on the access radio stations throughout New Zealand, including our host station Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, the access radio stations throughout Canada. Thank you very much for listening to South Pacific take on bluegrass music, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the various people who are listening on podcasts. There's lots of you out there, and I really appreciate the fact that you listen to Bluegrass from Down Under, and I hope you enjoy some of the things I play for you. It's all off my shelves. I've been collecting bluegrass for a long time, and it's just like you were visiting me and I was playing you some of my favourite tunes, really. That's really what the show's all about. We're going out with a tune from the East Tennessee State University graduates. I think they were graduates about this time. They've probably graduated now anyway. And this is a tune called Still Making Excuses. Thanks very much for joining with me. See you again next week.
There was a time when you love me and told me things that I wanted to hear. We went from sunny days to stormy weather, but now the skies before us aren't so clear. I'm telling myself to forget you, pick up my broken heart and try to start with someone new. And although I knew the outcome from the start, it doesn't help the sorrow that's in this broken heart. And I'm still making excuses, trying to keep you from my mind. But my lonely heart refuses. It's still a wishing you were mine. started making plans from the first day. It made much more sense at the time. Chasing a dream that couldn't happen. How could I ever be so blind? When I saw you in town the other day, say a word, you didn't even look my way. The distance between us seems so strange. A thousand miles or just a foot, to me it's all the